Friday, December 20th. Today was just a sort of a run-of-the-mill day. By 10 o'clock, I was out at the Elms, meeting a man from the storage company to quickly rattle off what went to White House storage, what went to warehouse storage, to make innumerable decisions about the things of my life that I have loved. Once there was a moment when I opened the closet door to find in it only one garment, a little Girl Scout blouse, probably size 6 or 8, Lucy Solinda's, and I said, "Some little Girl Scout somewhere would like to have this." Living man quickly spoke up and said, "I know one that sure would, my little girl." So I handed it right to him, and I hope she enjoys it. Then I left in time to have a quick sandwich and be downstairs in the movie room at 2 o'clock to see the USIS production, Mr. President. Very dramatic, and partly in color, beautifully done, I would say about one-third on the passing of President Kennedy and on two-thirds the accession of the new president. I'm for music, for history, for drama, it was great. It's going to be sent to 110 countries, they tell me, and God knows how many languages, and it's a matter of reassurance to the world of the continuity of our form of government. As that, I'm sure it is wonderful. I couldn't help but begrudge a little the lack of domestic content. What we're going to do for people in this country, what we're going to try to do, that is. But I guess that'll come along later. The afternoon was a lot of office work and signing of knee-high stack of mail. And then, about 6 o'clock, I just decided I'd go for a swim in the pool, all by myself. After about 30 laps in that delicious warm pool with the beautiful paintings all around, contributed, I understand, by President Kennedy's father, and done by a man named Lamont. And it's a lovely vacation island resort sort of a place that the scene depicts. I think maybe it's the Virgin Islands. And it looked like we would never be joined by Lyndon. I finally tried to retrieve him to come over and have some dinner. He said no, he just had to go back, get on the phone and talk to the recalcitrant office. So back he went to the recalcitrant Congress. So back he went to his office and his telephone. And I went upstairs to have a very hurried dinner, quite late at night, about 10:15, with just the Valentis. About 12 o'clock, Lyndon came in and I fixed him some oysters and two helpings of dessert and darn reducing, and he had it on the kitchen table in the White House kitchen. And once more I felt like asking him, "Who do you think you are, the majority leader?"